for those of you live audiences out there listening to this, getting ready for the show tonight, I've got Grip in the studio right now. Let's go around and introduce yourselves.
Mike, and I play the drums.
Curtis, vocals.
Jason, guitar.
Jeremy, bass.
Sweet. You guys are Grip. How long have you been Grip, the band?
Almost 5 years.
Cool. Where are you guys from?
The big town of Fresno, California.
Fresno. A lot of cool stuff going on in Fresno?
A little bit.
It's like a big, small town. I mean, we try to keep as busy.
A lot of raisins.
Yeah, a lot of raisins. Oh, but we try to keep as busy as possible. The club scene's not really good, so we don't play there a lot. We tend to travel. That's why we're in Louisiana.
But you got California, so I'm sure there's places all around California that you can go and...
Yeah, it's
and
good.
Play.
Hollywood.
Yeah.
Yeah, go to Hollywood.
Yeah. Play the strip.
You serious?
Yeah.
Wow, I wouldn't have thought that they'd
Roxy,
have a good...
The whiskey, the troubadour, all that kind of stuff.
Wow, cool. How'd you come up with this name, Grip?
It doesn't really mean anything. It was just a friend of ours. We were going through names, and a friend of ours just said, you know, why don't you try Grip, and... So we thought, hey, that's short, to the point, cool, let's do that. And so we kept it.
Just threw the Y in there just to change it up a bit?
Yeah. There's a few bands out there that we found out later on that had Grip in their name, so we changed it to a Y just to keep it the same.
Yeah.
You know, same name.
Yeah, there's a rapper, I think, is G-R-I-P-P, and then Dave Lombardo's band, Grip Incorporated.
So all that's got to go into making a band's name and everything. You got to go research and see who's got this name, who's got anything close to this name.
Yeah.
Keep everybody happy.
Definitely.
Yeah. That's always a good thing. What did you do before you guys became Grip? Like, did you play in other like local bands or anything around Fresno? Or
I played in a bunch of different bands, and then I worked at a music store and did various jobs, but I mean, for the most part, worked at a music store and then just played in a lot of different bands and met these guys through the music store, and now we're rocking and rolling.
Cool. Anybody else have anything else that they did before Grip? Any cool jobs you worked or boring jobs you worked?
Chevy's, food service, computers. We've pretty much done it all. Almost.
Yeah. Cool. What would you say are some of your musical influences?
I think everybody's different. So, like, I grew up, I like the Sex Pistols and Henry Rollins and The Who and U2 and stuff like that. And but everybody's got their own different influences. I mean, I'm the singer, so I really like Bono's voice and stuff like that.
I'm a big fan of The Police, Tom Waits, just a lot of different stuff. Bjork, we all listen to Bjork. We're pretty into her and what she's doing as far as just musically and by using, you know, what she's doing with electronics and stuff and kind of getting into some of that. And Jeremy likes some of the heavier stuff like Zayo, Training for Utopia, some stuff like that. And then Jason... He's kind of...
He loves everything. He loves the Fat Boys.
Yeah, he likes the Fat Boys. He's actually... He's on a hunt for the first Fat Boy CD on...
You guys have
on
it?
This tour. And so... we're keeping a lookout for that.
Cool. Yeah, you could look around. We got a pretty big library of stuff. So you guys have been touring for a while now, huh? Just
yes.
Promoting just about everything. What are some of the cool places you've been to just touring around? Where have you been that sticks out in your mind?
We just played a place called Pops in St. Louis. Pretty big club. Like, the day after we were playing, D12 and the Cottonmouth Kings were playing, and then, like, 2 days after that, POD was playing.
Wow.
And so it's kind of a big club, and it was on a Sunday night, and we're thinking it was just going to be kind of funky, and it ended up being, like, a really amazing show, and there was just, the response was good, the crowd was awesome, we had a lot of fun, and, I mean, it's cool from town to town. I mean, we go and I mean, there's really good things about every place that we play. Yeah.
Have y'all been just around the U.S. or did you go to Canada or anything like that yet?
No, we haven't left the country yet.
Mm. Yet.
It's all just been yet.
Yet.
Yeah. It's all just been United States.
National.
I'm getting a lot of hits like on the website from out of the country, like Europe.
And everywhere.
Yeah, it's really weird. I mean, like we'll
Singapore,
look at
Germany.
It's funky. I mean, we'll look at our stats. South Africa, Australia. Everywhere, and so we're kind of like
Thailand. It's like, what?
Wow,
you have computers there?
We've even had people like overseas want to sign up on our street team and stuff.
Wow, cool.
So. Oh, yeah, Vietnam.
So, is the internet helping y'all get your name out, get the word out about your music and everything?
Definitely. There's a lot of internet stations that are playing our stuff, and a lot of internet sites that are doing reviews and. The internet is really helping us to get our name out because they don't have to a lot of times listen to a station director or manager or anything like that that tells them what to do. You know, they just do it.
We just try to take advantage of every source out there, that newspaper, radio, TV. The internet's probably the biggest right now.
Especially because really, we get to talk to our fans through email. You know,
everywhere.
We email every single person back. I mean, it might take several hours, but we do email every person that does write the band. So,
right. I noticed one of my friends who introduced me to you guys had emailed you a while back and said, man, you got to come to Louisiana. And he just received an email like beginning of the week. Hey, man, we're coming to Louisiana. So,
yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. So that's really good that you guys take the time out. You know, you don't notice a lot of bands taking the time out to email fans individually and everything. It's either done by a spokesperson on behalf of the band or something like that.
I just think of it as, like, if I was that person, and, you know, you kind of think, oh, there's no way this guy's going to email me back. You know, you're just hoping maybe that they – and then when they do, they're like, wow, you actually emailed me. I get the email back from after I emailed them. Mm-hmm. They'll email me back again. I can't believe you emailed me.
Yeah.
You know, so I just want to keep that up with – and all of us just want to keep – the fans are what makes everything, you know. So we got to – we have some really cool fans out there, people that drive from everywhere to see us, and it's – we got to really support them, too, as they're supporting us.
Cool. So y'all are playing out at Rabs in Ruston tonight. Is this your first time in Ruston?
Yep.
How about Louisiana? Have y'all played Louisiana before?
I think we've been in Bastrop before.
Cool,
and,
yeah.
And but I'm looking forward to that steak tonight at Rabs.
Oh, the show comes with a free steak?
I guess.
Sweet.
Yeah, whatever we want, I heard. So.
All right, yeah.
Somebody say steak.
We'll play for steak. Okay. What are some cool bands that y'all have played with on tour, you know, y'all have been around with?
Ludacris, Zayo, we've played with 311.
Wow.
We've played with Weezer, POD, we've played with POD a lot.
Stave Saker.
yeah.
Phoenix TX,
they're really
American
cool
Pearl
guys.
Is cool. They're really cool.
Yeah, American Pearl is like this. They're on Wind Up, which is Creed's record label, and they're just a straight-ahead rock and roll band. But they were like the coolest guys on the face of the planet. We played with them in L.A. at a Hollywood club and the Troubadour, and they were just really, really cool guys, really down to earth. We played the Warped Tour.
And Green Day was headlining.
Yeah,
and Weezer.
With Green Day and all those guys.
Oh, cool! That must have been awesome.
And Papa Roach. Yeah, it was neat. It's surprising, you know, because we're pretty much, I mean, nobody at this point. I mean, we just do what we do, and to be able to play with like some of the bands of that caliber and get, you know, they actually respect us a lot, and it's pretty cool, very, very cool.
Yeah, if you could design your own tour with any band, you know, living or dead, on it, who would be on it?
Elvis Presley.
Yeah.
And the Beatles.
Elvis Presley, the Beatles, and the Police.
Wow.
And
Slipknot. Yeah, that'd be a very eclectic set.
On the second stage, you'd have Slipknot.
Yeah, second. They'd be taking tickets.
Sandy Patty or something like that. Throw that in the mix.
Yeah,
Loretta Lynn.
Your website, I recently checked it out. It says y'all have signed a record deal. What's up with that?
It's a brand new record label. It's called W Recordings. It's out of Manhattan Beach, California. It's got basically an all-star cast of people that came from different record labels. And we're going to be the first band released, first record released off of their record label. They're getting major distribution, and they're really pushing forward with everything right now, and they're going to be hitting radio really hard in January. I think they gave you guys a little bit of taste before everybody else.
Wow.
So,
we just got added to like 64 new radio stations, all mainstream stuff.
And then we're doing a lot of interviews and stuff, like a lot of press. We just got a couple of cool magazines that we're going to be in for next year, and they're putting a video together for MTV. And
oh wow,
it's a pretty big deal. So it's pretty neat.
So they're really pushing you hard.
Yeah, we're gonna shoot a video. It's
very well
be,
financed.
Yeah, it's gonna either be December or January when we shoot the video, and we already have like storyboards and like a concept all together and stuff. And so it's gonna be like super legit and it's gonna be really, really cool.
So everybody can look to see more of Grip in the future.
Most definitely.
Yeah, y'all are gonna be big.
Next year.
Just keep calling these guys and requesting.
Yeah, that's right.
Just bug them every day. Call them every minute. Even if it's not even like the rock hour, just call the jazz hour. Hey, I want to hear Grip Left Behind.
That band's jazzy.
Hey, yeah. Wait. This is the jazz hour.
Yeah, the drummer. He's like
okay.
Jones.
Okay. Call back during the blues hour. All right.
Yeah. So when does that album come out with Left Behind on it and everything?
In February.
All right.
Well, it's scheduled for February right now, and
we'll see.
We're hoping it could be sooner, but we're hoping February. We just have to get. We're just finishing up. As soon as we get back home, we actually have to finish up the last track for the album, and then get it all packaged and ready to go.
We got a cool guy that mixed our singles though. His name's Randy Staub. He's mixed. He mixed POD's Alive, and he mixed Metallica Black album,
Nickelback, Monster Magnet,
wow,
Seven
cool.
Dust, all that kind of stuff. So it's pretty cool that they're.
I don't think he did Seven Dust.
Didn't do Seven? Yeah, he did.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that was
Toby Wright.
Whoops.
But yeah, he's worked with Bob. He's worked with Bob Rock and like on the last six Metallica records.
Well, let's just throw in, like, he mixed Michael Jackson then, too, and then he also mixed
why not?
Rappers and, no,
stuff.
I'm kidding.
So where could people buy the CD in February?
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
The label is going to have major distribution.
I mean, think of the top three distributors in the world, and two of them have already put offers on the table for W. So they're decide, but I think they want the third one, so I don't know. They might want the other two. They're just trying to see what's best for Grip and W Recordings. So.
Sweet. So people could go anywhere they wanted now to get your CDs. They don't have to, rely on concerts or
website,
drive to a show.
Drive 10 hours to find it.
Once this record comes out, it'll be pretty much any. I mean, they're going to be working on, overseas. I mean, the whole kit and caboodle.
Excellent.
So, no more having to go to Napster and burn it.
Yeah.
Right.
Stop doing that, please.
Stop doing that once the album hits.
Yeah. Keep doing it right now.
Right
now
it's fine.
Get the word out.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
No more.
So as far as touring goes, this new company that you signed with W Recordings, are they going to be pushing you on tours and everything coming up?
Yeah. Basically what we did with this tour is it's like our last kind of on our own tour. And we kind of set up everything by ourselves, and we're just looking. When we get back, we're going to do a showcase for different agencies and stuff like that, and there's some talk about some big tours coming up. So
cool.
Hopefully that'll all pan out.
Awesome. So once again, y'all are playing at Rabs tonight.
Yes.
What can people expect that have never seen Grip, because that should be most of Louisiana, that haven't seen Grip before?
A rockin' good time.
A rock and roll extravaganza.
There you go.
Sweat, blood,
tears.
A little bit of everything.
Yeah. Mistakes made by Jeremy.
Off pitch by Curtis.
how
we tend to try to put on a good show. That's what people come to see.
Energy.
A lot of energy.
Cool.
Loud
stuff.
Your new single that we've been playing a lot is Left Behind. Let's see. What are your plans for Left Behind? I know you're gonna shoot the video for it. You already said. And is that going to be thrown at like most of the major radio stations and everything when that finally comes out on album and everything?
Yeah, right now I think it's mainly on like all the aggro charts and stuff like or aggro
specialty
radio
college.
Right now and college, and then it should be hitting everything else probably within the next couple of weeks, maybe next or so. But yeah, I mean we're getting a lot of reviews. We have an EP out right now, and that's what a lot of people are reviewing. And it's got a couple of different versions of Left Behind on it. And then there's some stuff on MP3 that we're doing. There's a lot of stuff that we have in the works.
Just gotta go to the website.
Stuff. Yeah, we're gonna the website actually should be updated, really soon.
Yeah, I was looking at it, and it said it, look for a new design or something. Look for a new look pretty soon.
Gryp.net, GRYP.net. There's my plug.
Okay. Yeah.
Are y'all planning anything special with the new site and enhancing it? Any putting any services besides what's already on it?
There's gonna be really special stuff for the street team. We're looking to do some really really cool stuff for the street team. And then as far as the site itself goes, there's gonna be probably like some kind of a tour diary, tour video, video just. Different video of us, different songs to download.
We're also trying to put together a whole internet community strictly for people who want to sign up for the Gryp community, which they'll get exclusive songs or video or whatnot.
Cool.
Yeah, merchandise.
Yeah, promotional material, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, definitely put some merchandise on there.
They're also doing stuff to where, for the street team, they're putting together a program and a package deal and stuff with, like, a guitar company, which will be named later, and a pretty big guitar company. And the video game stuff that they're going to be giving away, guitars, video games, possibly bikes, I don't know, whatever. He also said bikes when he said it. But, whatever. I mean, there's younger kids that are listening to it, too, so they might want a BMX bike or something like that.
Yeah.
But they're doing all that stuff for the street team, too.
Excellent. All right, the new single, Left Behind, what went into that? What's the story behind Left Behind? Got anything behind that?
People could take it for what they want. We just play the music and I write stuff that's close to my heart. And,
what would you say it's about?
Just not to miss opportunities. Mm. Don't miss your chance on something. Don't let something pass you by when you have a chance to get it.
We definitely don't want to let this show pass you by tonight. It's going to be one of your last chances to see Gryp before they really hit it big and go on big tours and everything. So
I think the show, I don't even remember. I think the show starts at 8 or something like that. So if you guys,
right,
and I don't know the address, but it's Rabs here.
Everybody knows where Rabs is, and cool. Shoe Fly Pie is going to be one of the bands on the bill. They're
Bleeder
really good.
Valve, I think is the other name of the band that's opening up.
Yeah, really good bands there. Definitely come check that out and stay for Gryp, definitely. Right now we're going to be playing Left Behind for you.
If you want to get that CD, come to the show.
That's right. We've got all kinds of cool merchandise there. I know I had to get some because one of the few chances to get some Gryp merchandise and get the Gryp CD and everything, so definitely come check it out.
Yeah, if the DJ even buys some, come on now.
Yeah, come on. All right, here is Left Behind from Gryp. Thank you guys for coming out.
Thank you.